Well, good morning, my little bunny. Oh, please don't scream. We don't want to alert anyone, do we? And if you scream, I'll make sure I'll tear your throat open. Good. Now that's a good little bunny. Nice and obedient. Now, you must have a lot of questions, don't you? Playing dumb, are we? Let's pretend you don't watch the news every morning before work. Oh, I'm sure you haven't seen my face plastered all over the headlines like a badge of honor. What am I doing here? Well, isn't that a good question for once, my little bunny? Honestly, I thought about coming here to kill you, but for some reason, I can't. It's not that I lack skill in killing someone. I've killed many people before, and the sight of their insides are always so pretty. But you, my little bunny, are a special case in my book. What do I mean? I'll let your pretty little head figure that one out. I'm surprised that my stalking skills haven't been noticed by you. You are quite a paranoid character. You always look behind wherever you are. Even if you know you're well alone, you still look over your shoulder. So I wonder, how did I go unnoticed from your paranoid gaze? I mean, I'm not complaining though. I had such a pleasure watching you. Of course I've been stalking you. You just haven't noticed, have you? Did you not pay attention to the press conference recently from the police? They said that my tendencies include stalking my prey, breaking into their home, and having my way with them before I kill them. I'm really disappointed you haven't been paying attention to me, like I've been to you. Are you begging for me to not kill you? How utterly adorable and pathetic. You see, I planned to kill you last week, but it seems like my heart longs for you instead. Do you want me to repeat that for you, little bunny? The thing is, I love you so much. Ever since I saw you stumble home from a night of drinking from that bar, I followed you. It was cute. And that must be the police. Well, little bunny, let's play a game and see how obedient you are, shall we? When you greet our guest, you must not let them inside. If you do, I'll make sure your insides are flipped inside and out and used like an artwork by Van Gogh himself. Got it? Good. Now hurry up and run along. Good evening, I'm Officer Mamori. I apologize for disturbing you at such a late hour. I received a call from about a sighting of the infamous serial killer around the neighborhood. I was just checking to see if you were alright. Well, I'm glad to hear you're alright. Is it okay if I come in and just do a safety check? You don't want to disturb your roommate? Well, I promise I'll be quick. Ah, okay. I understand. Well, I'll be doing a check around the property from the outside. Is that okay? Thank you. Please do not hesitate to holler if you find anything. Have a nice night. Well, I must applaud you for your performance. Good job, little bunny. I must say, that earns your reward, doesn't it? Come, let's go to your bedroom. Now get on the bed, my dear little bunny. Oh, my sweet. I don't think you're in the position to question me. Now, get on the bed. Good. Now that's a very good little bunny. What am I doing? Tying you up, of course. Is there an issue? No? You're such a cute little bunny. There. Aw, you look like such a cute little bunny tied up like that. It really does excite me. Does it excite you? Well, why don't we play then? Well, first, we won't be needing your clothes anymore. Well, isn't this a sight? Did you just moan? If you're going to deny it, at least say it without blushing, dear little bunny. But if you want me to make you scream, I might as well do it in front of this mirror, no? Be gentle. Oh, my sweet little bunny, I've always dreamed of doing this to you. It's because I love you so much. So if you think a simple please would stop me from going rough, you're sorely mistaken. What's that? Did you say please? Wanna say that a little louder, my bunny? You must be so horny, aren't you? It's almost like you're dripping with arousal. I'm sure none of your previous partners can make you this wet, excited, or this nervous before like I have. Isn't that right? I'm so glad I found you before you were whisked away by some people who weren't good for you. What do I mean? Oh, don't worry about it, my dear little cute bunny. Huh? What was that? Why am I doing this? I thought I told you before. It's because I love you. Since I can't kill you, which is annoying me, I will just have to do other methods. Like this. Besides, you don't have a choice in this matter. You're all tied up like the rope bunny you are. You're shivering, my dear bunny. Is it from my touch? Or are you shivering in fear or disgust? Aw, come on, little bunny. Don't give me that look. Besides, there's a different look I want to see in your face. After I'm done with you, that is. Let's get started then. Come on, little bunny. Start moaning for me, and I'll start rearranging your insides, free of charge.